Blog Talk Radio.
We welcome you to It's All in the Word Ministry. Your host is Reverend Dorothy Hall. Continuous thanking God for each and every one of you that are listening to the program, hoping and praying that it will give you encouragement, that it will give you better determination. Just run on and see what the end is going to be and just look into the hills from which cometh our help, realizing that all our help come from the Lord. Isn't God good? He is great. He's awesome. Oh, Lord have mercy. My church home is Living Water Restoration Church, and we're located at 508 Griffith Road in Charlotte, North Carolina. Our service is every Sunday morning from 8 to 10 a.m. If you're in that area or if you're just looking for a church to go to, please check us out. We're on Facebook. Every Sunday service is on Facebook, so you can check that out. Bishop Charles Sheila is our overseer, and Evangelist Ann Sheila is the pastor. We are just going to have a short prayer. I always say short, but sometimes I run a little long. I'll let God do what he needs to do. Not my will, but thy will be done. Our Father in heaven, we come before your presence one more time. Lord, we just want to say, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for your grace and we thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your love and your patience, your long-suffering with us. And we just thank you for everything because we realize that without you, we can do nothing. Lord, we know how awesome you are. Lord, you just touch us and wake us up every morning. You have woke me up for years, past and gone. Not that I deserve, but because of the love that you have for me. You woke me up at the appointed time, every day. And Lord, I thank you for closing me in my right mind, having that kingdom of my limb, Lord God. So many is confusing now. Regulate the mind, Lord God. Only you can do it, Lord God. You can do what no other person can do, Lord God. You can do the impossible, Lord God. And we're going to continue to trust in you, Lord God. We're going to continue to lean and depend upon you because we know that you are the way. You are the door. You're the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by through you, Jesus. You paid the price for us. We thank you how you shed your blood, how you bled, suffered, and died. But you arose with all power in your hand, Lord God. And we are your children. And we are trusting in you, Lord God. We are looking to you, Lord God. Only you can do the impossible, Lord God, because you is awesome and you got all power in your hand. You can do anything but fail. There's nothing too hard for you, God. There's no secret what you can do, Lord God. What you've done for others, you would do for us too, Lord God. You see, you have no respect of person, Lord God. And we just thank you. We thank you, Lord. This day that you have made, one we will never see again, Lord God. Lord, I thank you. I thank you because you have been my healer. You have been my provider, Lord. You have met my every need according to your riches and glory through Christ Jesus. And I thank you for it, Lord God. Now, Lord God, we ask you to continue to be with those in nursing homes, those that incarcerated, Lord God, those in the hospital, that sent a man, woman, boy, and girl that don't know you, Lord God. Let someone introduce them to you, Lord God, before it's everlasting too late. Lord, we know time is winding up, Lord God. Time soon won't be no more, Lord God. We're asking you to do a work in Washington, D.C. Go in that White House, Lord, and do what needs to be done. Clean it out, Lord God. Root up, pull up, throw down, throw over, Lord God. Plant. Lord God, have mercy. Look down upon the president, the Senate, the Congress, representative, Lord God. Just intervene, Lord God. Let someone trust in you and depend on you to make the right decision, Lord God. The world is in an uproar, Lord God. Only you can restore us, Lord God, back to you. You said your people that are called by your name will humble themselves and pray and seek your face and turn from the wicked ways. You will forgive their sin and you will hear from heaven and you will heal their land. Lord, let us turn back to you, Lord God. Arm ourselves and pray. Pray for my church, Lord God. Add to it and such shall be saved, Lord God. Bless the leaders that you've got there. Bless the members one by one, name by name. Not only my church, but all church doors open up in your name that is preaching your adulterated gospel. Bless, Lord, in a mighty way. Lord God, we thank you. We praise you, Lord God. Now, Lord God, let me decrease as you increase, Lord God, in my life. In this word, not my word, but your word, Lord God. Now, Lord, let the words of my mouth, meditation of my heart, be acceptable in my sight. Oh, Lord, my strength, my redeemer. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. My God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. My God is an awesome God. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like the Lord. Not mother, not father, not sister, not brother can do me like the Lord. We're going to be talking today by accepting your assignment. How many of us we're going to church every Sunday, we're going to Bible study, and some of us, we just filling the pews. We not doing nothing. They would say, I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord than to dwell in the temple of the wicked. God got an assignment for each and every one of us to do. You might not can sing, but you can do something. You might not can pray, but you can do something else. Be a doorkeeper. Be an usher. Be a janitor in the house of God and outside. Tell people about Jesus. Tell them that he loves them. He forgives them. He died for them. He arose for them. But turn back to him. But first of all, in order for us to know our assignment, we must know God. And we must be introduced to the Holy Spirit. That Holy Spirit is what is going to lead you, guide you, keep you, and teach you. The Spirit of truth, get in God's word, study his word, meditate on his word, pray his word. He will tell, seek him while he can be found. Call upon him while he's near. Know that he is God all by himself. If you don't know what to do, ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to you what your assignment is, what God wants you to do. And he will. God, if you pray to God, he will speak to you through his Holy Spirit. It's not no one way. Have a conversation with God. If you talk to your friend, you want your friend to talk back to you. You don't want to sit there and do all the talking. God will speak to you. He will speak to your spirit man in his appointed time. Accepting your assignment. We go on to Ephesians 4:10. And it reads, it is God himself who had made us, made man in his own image and likeness. What we are, and given us new life from Christ Jesus, Now, long ages ago, he planned that we should spend our lives in helping others. Some of us, we don't want to help nobody. We're selfish. It's all about us, me, I, what I want to do, I. But we should help others. Now, if we go to John 17 and 4, he said, Jesus said, in John, writing, I glorify you on earth by completing down to the last detail what you assigned me to do. We are put here on earth to make a contribution. You are created to add to life on earth, not just take from it. God wants us to give something back. Give yourselves to God. Lord, here am I. I belong to you. I don't know what to do, but you're a wise God. You know all things. You know what you want me to do. Reveal to me what you want me to do, where you want me to go, what you want me to say, what you want me to do, because I don't know. We are created to serve God. God has created us for a life of good deeds, which he has already prepared for us to do. Whenever you're serving God, when we are serving God, and when we are serving mankind and helping out in the capacity that God wants us to help, we are serving God. You know, I wasn't gonna. I didn't have this down to read, but I'm gonna read some to you. And it's coming from Matthew, the 25th chapter. Let me find it. Matthew, the 25th chapter. And I'm gonna begin at the 34th verse. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come, you blessed are my father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. This is our assignment, one of our assignments of many. For I was hungry, and you gave me meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see you a hungry and fed you, a thirsty and gave you drink? When saw you you a stranger and took you in, are naked and clothe you? And when did we see you sick or in prison and came unto you? Listen at this. And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily, I say unto you, inasmuch as you have done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, you have done it unto me. Now, that's part of our assignment that God has for us. And we're going to go to Jeremiah. What God told Jeremiah is also true for you. Jeremiah 1 and 5 said, Before I made you in your mother's womb, I chose you. Before you was born, I set you apart. I sanctified you, set him apart for a special work. You were placed on this planet for a special assignment. We are saved to serve God. 1 Timothy 1 and 9 tell us, Who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our work, but according to his own purpose and grace, was given to us in Christ Jesus before the world began. God knew us. For we was even born. For he called us into existence. He knew then what we were supposed to do. And if we seek him, he will let you know what your assignment is. Every believer have an assignment that God have assigned you for you to do. If you don't know, ask God to reveal it to you. I found something out which I already knew. Sunday I had to preach at my church. And when God used me the way he did, it just confirmed that that was the calling from God. Only God was able to do what he did. And he used me. And I thank God that he's using me for something. My desire and my, I'm in Charlotte, North Carolina. I don't know the area. But my desire is to be able to go into the nursing home and teach and sing and encourage them that it's not over until God says over. Let them know that God will console you. He'll be a comforter, that you can depend on him. When you can't depend on nobody else, when family put you there and walk away and don't come back, you have God, because he said, I won't leave you and I'm not going to forsake you. He'll be right there with you in the good time and in the bad time. Romans 12 and 1, I beseech you, brethren, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy. We got to be holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Reasonable service. Got to be holy and acceptable unto God. Romans 12 and 2 tells us, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. It cost Jesus something. It cost him his own life to purchase salvation. What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits towards me? That was David saying, what shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits towards me? I have benefits in serving the Lord. I have benefits in being obedient to his word. If you study his word, read his word, it will let you know the benefits that you have in serving God. It is not in vain. Payday is coming after a while. Keep on living. 2 Timothy 1 and 9 tells us, who has saved us with a holy calling, not according to our work, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. He saved us and called us to be his own people, not because of what we have done, but because of his own purpose. We were chosen to tell about the excellent qualities of God, who called you anytime you use his name. God given ability to help others. You are fulfilling your calling when you let God use you and let his will be done. Not your will, but God will be done. We belong to God. He made us and created us, and we belong to him. We no more on our own. We was purchased with a price. Price was the blood of Jesus. Purchased us back to God. He paid for us in full. God don't owe us anything. We owe God everything. God wants you to make a difference in this world. He want to work through you. What matters is not the duration of your life, but the donation of it. Not how long you live, but how you live. If you're not involved in any service or ministry, what excuse have you been using? If you're not involved in some ministry, you just sitting idle, doing nothing. Paul said, work out your soul salvation with fear and trembling. These are some of the people that God used to let you know that you might have a handicap or whatever, but God can still use you. Paul said, when I am weak, that is when I am strong. And when you weak, you learn to depend on God. Abraham was old. Jacob was insecure. Leah was unattractive. Joseph was abused. Moses, he stuttered. I don't speak well. Gideon was poor. Samson was codependent. Rahab was immoral. David had an affair and all kind of family problems, like some of us do. Elijah was suicidal. Jeremiah was depressed. Jonah was reluctant. Naomi was a widow. John the Baptist was eccentric. To say the least, Peter was impulsive and high-tempered. Martha worried a lot. The Samaritan woman had several failed marriages. Zacchaeus was unpopular. Thomas had died. Paul had poor hair. And Timothy was timid. That is quite a variety of misfits. But God used each of them in his service. He will use you too. Stop making excuses. God don't care where you have been, but where you are going. In Philippians 3:13-14, Paul said, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, reaching forth unto those things which are before. Let go of the past. Don't let your past dictate your future. Let go of it. Then he said, I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. That same man was able to say, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth it laid up for me a crown of righteousness, but not to me only, but those that love his appearance. God appears. Philippians 3:7-8. But what thing was gained to me? Those I kind of lost were Christ. Yet doubtless, and I counted all things but loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, by whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and I do count them as dung, nothing, that I may win Christ. Let go, and let God direct you. God don't judge us by our past, but by the present. God got something for every believer to do. They are gifted in some area. He knows our weakness and he knows our strength. He knows what we can do and he knows what we can't do. So let's stop making excuses and get about our Father business and do what God has assigned for us to do. We are disciples. We are followers of Christ. So let's do. He told his apostle, greater works shall you do, because he knows that he had to go back to his father. He says, expedient that I go. For if I do not go, the comforter will not come. But if I go, I will send him back to you. And on the day of Pentecost, he told his disciples, after he had arose, to go into Jerusalem and wait there. Tarry there, mean to wait. When they got with one accord, the Holy Spirit came in like a mighty rushing wind. God knew that we was going to need something to lead us and guide us and teach us. Something to give us wisdom, knowledge, understanding. He knew all this. That's why he had to send the Holy Spirit back. God has an assignment for each and every one of us. He made us so that he might be glorified. That whatever we do, just let God get the glory. Let God be glorified. Most of all, some of us were so gifted. Don't boast about your gift. Let God exalt you. Don't exalt yourself. If you exalt yourself, you shall be abased. Give God credit for what he is doing. And not, I did this. I did that. It's all about God and how God used you. I'm reminded of Nebuchadnezzar. When he was boasting about this Babylon that I have built, what he have done, God brought him down, put him in a field to eat grass, made him look eat grass like an ox. And he was there for quite a bit of time. I don't know the exact time, but I think for several years. Then when he came to himself, he started praising and thanking God. And that's when God had mercy upon him and brought him back. Don't exalt yourself about your gift. Let God exalt you, and he will in the appointed time. God redeemed us that we could do his holy work. You are not saved by service, but you are saved for service. In God's kingdom, you have a place, you have a purpose, you have a role, and a function to fulfill. And most of all, we have God. We have his son Jesus, and we are filled with the Holy Spirit. Accept your assignment. Do what God has assigned for you to do. And if you have a relationship with God, a personal relationship with God, and you pray to God, study God's word, and God will show you through his Holy Spirit the assignment that he has for each and every one of us to do. He don't expect us and want us to sit idle and do nothing. Tell thy men, women, boys, and girls about God, about Jesus, how he came down through 42 generations and died on a hill of Calvary, and rose with all power in heaven and earth in his hand. May God bless you, and may God keep you. May heaven smile upon you. If you run with God, he will run with you. And just remember your assignment, and remember it's all in the word. God bless. I'll see you back here. God bless.